Here we go in 3, 2, 1.
Get on up. Boom, zoom, baby.
It's time!
Are you ready, Newcastle?
Can you dig it?
Jess was pooing in the corner.
Great. No, I just panicked myself and I was like, oh, God. And just, yeah. So just if went. You could get to that, it's not Febreze over there.
Fingers up the side and lick the fingers.
It's time for...
Nick.
Don't ruin science.
Sorry,
Jess.
We're pretty close in this room, so I'll just ask this question. What's your pubic hair situation at the moment?
And Ducko.
Obviously, I'm a bit of a weird dude.
Wake up.
Nick, Jess and Ducko.
Doodle down.
What time is it?
Showtime.
Here we are, another day. Happy Thursday, team.
Good morning.
How are you all this morning?
Excellent, thank you.
Tired today, mate. Had a sellout performance of Puffs last night.
Yep.
Didn't get home. I'm finding it after doing a theatre show.
Yeah.
Your adrenaline is so high.
Oh, mate. I can only relate it to sport, but after night games,
you don't sleep
for hours.
Yeah. I mean, you're physically, sweating and physically moving out there too, but your adrenaline, so I get home.
But it's just your mind. Just your mind being engaged at that heightened level.
Yeah, I totally get it.
You can't stop. When was your last big athletic performance?
Ooh.
I reckon in year 8.
When you pretended to do your ankle in the 100?
I was just about to say, I reckon when I was clearly losing and Mr. Reed turned away, I just pretended I rolled my ankle. Thought about it for a while, though. Yeah. So I get, you replay it over and over. What could I have done differently? What went well?
Yeah.
Because you're pretty competitive in some sorts of ways. Like when you go to the gym and do PT, do you get like... You're not competitive?
Nah.
Not at all?
Not really.
Well, when we do our little Nick Jess and Ducko comps...
I'm not saying I don't like winning, but I also just get a bit like, can we go eat? Is this done?
You get bored. You get bored.
I do get bored of competition.
Yeah, right.
I get bored of competition.
Okay.
Yeah. There's no thrill of the hunt for me. I would not be a good jungle creature. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd get eaten real fast.
Will you be the slot?
You'd be the slot.
You'd be cruising around, taking your time.
Minding my business, just up on my own, watching you race around and trying to eat each other.
Yeah. I'd be the meerkat. I'd be just prancing around doing all sorts of
having a great time with all your friends.
Oh, yeah.
Gilly.
I'd be a newborn giraffe.
You would be a newborn giraffe.
And always a newborn giraffe.
Yeah. Always.
You never grow. Trying to find his legs.
Yes.
Here I go. Hey, we got a big show coming. Of course, Alpha Bucks, your chance at $10,000 up for grabs. We weren't even close yesterday.
No, she told us she was.
What was her name again? Was it
Amanda?
Sarah? Amanda?
No.
It was someone.
Jess. It was Jess.
It was Jess.
Amy.
No,
it was Amy.
Amy.
Oh, yeah, because we hated Amy.
Auntie Amy.
We didn't hate
Amy.
Her.
She thought that we hated her. Yeah.
Stitched her up with the sheet.
The Auntie Amy people we have a team in the office. Yeah, we're going against her.
I love the idea that people think we are maybe writing the questions the morning of or judging based on the person who calls.
Yeah.
This is kind of done and dusted and we pull the sheet out for the day.
Absolutely.
It's got nothing to do with who
calls. We can't write the questions because then we could tell our friends and our friends could call up and win.
Exactly. We never see it beforehand.
I had an old colleague who got fired for that very thing.
Really?
Yep.
So many people pull me up on the side. Like when they see me out, maybe on Saturday night, they're like, Duckman, just give me the questions, Alpha Bucks, I'll split it with you. I'm like, $5,000? What, do I wipe my bum with it?
Yeah.
No.
I'm joking. Obviously, I'm joking.
As you dust gold flakes on your body just for glittering.
No, obviously, I'm joking. I love it, but I can't.
No, you can't because you love your
career.
Job.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
Not worth it.
Not worth it.
No.
I tell you who is joining us. I was at a stellar career. Andy Lee.
Oh, goodness. Mm-hmm. The Remembering Project.
Yep.
Looking back at 20 years of Hamish and Andy, but he's also got a book.
Yeah.
Audio book.
Yeah,
it's going to be a big show, guys.
Should we just kick it off right now?
We must.
Oh, Gilly, look, we're playing your favourite song. I'm not even going to introduce it. I'm just going to press play.
You'll know it without us saying it.
He screams Gilly.
Yeah!
Oh, Jess and Ducko, happy Thursday.